excluding the neighbors who never said a word about your mother beating you each night, and excluding the neighbors who still believe that you're a murderer. Oh, the ones who think I killed my mother don't mind. In their opinion, what goes around comes around.
But you don't think that, do you, Rainey?
And these last 2 days, staring at Danny O'Grady, that must have been very difficult for you.
She stiffened. Her hands tightened around her Bud Light.
Don't psychoanalyze me.
I'm not, he said evenly. I can't help noticing, however, that today you gave an instant explanation of attachment disorder.
Combine that with the fact you grew up in an abusive household, in circumstances not that different from those experienced by most violent kids. These issues aren't new to you. You've given it some thought. Long after this case is over, you'll still be giving it some thought.
Well, at least my interest is personal and not some misplaced hero complex.
She had lashed out reflexively. It didn't occur to her just how bitter and vicious she sounded until she saw him wince.
Touché, he murmured.
Rainey promptly looked down, embarrassed. It was in poor taste to ask a man to share his troubles and then hold them against him. She wanted to be a better person than that, but she knew she wasn't. She had a quick temper and a bristly personality. Apologies came hard to her.
I don't mean to make you self-conscious, Quincy said quietly.
Danny bothers me, she said abruptly, before she changed her mind. I saw his eyes. Trapped, angry, confused. I know that stare, and I looked at those bodies and I wondered. Everyone says kids can't be that angry, homicidally angry, but I know they can be. Sometimes it's hard not to be. To be young and helpless and defenseless.
Her voice broke off.
She sat there, holding the rest of the words in and feeling her heart beat against her chest like a trapped bird.